Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Trot's Life. Toby McKinnon with you back in the host chair. I did jump on yesterday for a brief stint with the great Steve Cleave and Bronte Neuenberg off the back of a big weekend at Charlton that started terrifically. It was a wonderful day at Charlton on the Sunday, but the Monday morning ended pretty ordinarily when I woke up anyway and looked over and saw Tim O'Connor's face. But we'll let you imagine how that story played out, and just been down getting makeup put on with him. So there's some serious question marks about Tim and myself at the moment. Andrew Spagnolo will join us. This has become a very popular segment. We've taken him to task, and I think Ebony's Avenger was the main one I tipped 2 weeks ago. I can't remember. Who were you on? You potted me
Lady
for
Adelia.
Ebony's.
I was on Lady Adelia Replace.
She went fourth.
Well, and to be fair, Spags didn't put it up $7 a place, though. That was a late drift that got right out.
Yeah.
But a great play nonetheless.
Still was on the money, wasn't I?
Probably should have won, arguably. I know Puppet doesn't agree, but many others would say that Ebony's Avenger was going to win.
Good morning, legends. What's your absolute best of the day for today's boys from 540? We'll get to that with Matt Leppard. I haven't done any form for Mildura, but he'll have something for you for sure, 540. And we'll announce some markets very shortly. Welcome to Tim O'Connor, who just joined us before he got the intro, which not sure that's allowed, but he's in studio. Matt Leppard will join us. Mark Thompson on a very curious story of a seven-year-old who started racing this year. He's had the 5 starts for 4 wins. And we're going deep with Mark Thompson as well.
What's that horse's name again?
Dying Art.
That's it. I knew that was the one. Yeah, it must be a story in there somewhere.
It's got a sibling named Gone and Forgotten, which I'm going to do a gag about. You can already... I'm going to tell him. I can't remember.
Can't wait to tune in for that.
And Ryan Duffy will join us as well. Let's get some field reveals going, because I think people want to hear that. Tim, hope you're well, mate. Let's fly. You want to do something about Mary Mayer's free-for-all?
Well, I've got it right here, so I might as well do this one. And you can do our free-for-all, the Captain Sandy, on Saturday night. Righto, this is a group one. $75,000, something about Mary Mayer's Trotters free-for-all. And the field has just dropped. A cracking field. Gate one. This is obviously a random barrier draw. Gate one, I'm Ready Jet for Nathan Jack, which is a very interesting draw there. I'm Ready Jet draws gate one. Gate two, Lady Adelia, Chris Sfinozio. Gate three, Aldebaran Keeper, Tristan Larson. Gate four, Illawong Stardust, Shannon O'Sullivan. Gate five, Cormier, Nathan Jack. Gate six, Sleepy, Josh Duggan. Gate seven, Revelstoke, Nathan Jack. Onto the back line. Gate eight, Queen of Quebec for Ross Payne.
First emergency,
correct. This template, you've just got to scroll to the right-hand side to see that one. So, yes, eight, Queen of Quebec, the emergency. Nine, Ebony's Avenger, Ryan Duffy. 10, Tipsy Turvy, John Keldo. 11, Visionary, Nathan Jack. 12, Egret, Nathan Jack. And 13, Queen Elida, Chris Alford. Oof. Outside back row. Oof. For the champ, Queen Elida. Can she do it and continue that little picket fence she's got going?
So the two stars of the show have drawn 1 and 13, effectively.
1 and 13. They'll be the two 120 raiders. Yeah, I'm Ready Jet drawn inside and outside back row, Queen Elida. Fascinating race. Going to be a great one. $75,000, as I said. That's Saturday night. Andrew Spagnolo will give us the market shortly. Do you want to roll straight into the Captain Sandy free-for-all?
Yeah, I will, but just two quick comments. Ebony's Avenger will be inside second row if the first emergency comes out, and I'm Ready Jet's back. And Nathan Jack driving 5 in the one race. Terrific effort from Nathan.
Massive.
We'll see how he does
that.
Be interesting. The Captain Sandy free-for-all. Now, this was dollars last 4, so not sure if... I'd say most people would know what they were going to draw. Anyway, number one, Cosimo for Jack Laffer. Number two, La Captain for Greg Sugars. Number three, Serge Blanco for Ryan Duffy, who will join us later in the show. Number four, Triple Eight for Greg Sugars. Well, he won't be driving 2 of them. 5, Tango Tara. for either Tim O'Connor or myself. 6, Ideal Escape for Alan Tormey. And number 7, Catch a Wave for Kate Gath. Unless she puts... Remember when you were going to drive one of their horses?
Well, the joke was around Yambuckian, wasn't it?
And he won that race.
And he won that race. so interesting. Cosimo La, Captain Serge Blanco, 888, Tango Tara, Ideal Escape, Catch a Wave, Field of 7. First up, well, not probably still... Maybe not class as a first up run, but first up from a little injury scare for Catch a Wave. He'll start favourite. How short?
I've got him $1.70. It's hard to assess because Serge Blanco's first up.
I think he'll open shorter than that.
Possibly
I reckon
will.
150 Spags will go with. That's my guess. You've done a market, so are you suggesting that I'm Ready Jet will start favourite inside gate one draw?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she should be favourite. I agree with what you said off air just before we jumped on. I think she'll be probably 240, 250 is what price he'll have her, but I think she's a $1.90 chance.
So you're convinced her that Spags for the tab will open up I'm Ready Jet favourite?
Surely, from those draws. Queen of Light is going to have to work around every horse in the race at some stage, sit parked and beat her or come with one run. I can't see her starting favourite, Queen of Light.
No, I have seen your market. There's no way that'll come up that price. No way.
Well, I'd have I'm Ready Jet at $1.90.
Yeah.
And Queen of Light.
Can we say, there's no secret on your prices, is there?
No. Ebony's Avenger, I'd have $4 and Queen of Light at $5.50.
Yeah, well, I'd be staggered if she opened that price. Awesome. And if she opened that price, by the time I walk out this building, I reckon she'll be into about $2.50.
You reckon I'll have taken a bit?
Yeah, you'll have to do some maths to fix your books.
But that's what I've marked them
yes.
as such. If I was a bookmaker and going to take bets, I wouldn't mark them at that because you know that there'd be such a volume of money.
Yeah.
So they're two different things.
Intriguing race. Looking forward to it. It's a group one on Saturday night. It's going to be a ripper. So we didn't have Spags last week from a market sense, did we? You had him on for a chat.
Yeah, we had a good chat about a few things.
What did you learn from the great man? What was the key takeaway? Anything in particular?
We did dive into a little bit about his private life. You didn't listen.
I caught some of it.
He did a segment in a magazine and he was known as the Lab Rat.
Interesting. Well, I hope he doesn't dive into our private life, Toby, as we spent the night together in a motel and we've just shared some makeup together this morning. Interesting life that we live.
Yeah, well, we won't mention that on air, so we don't cast any aspersions.
Press the dump button.
It was a very good night at Charlton. It started 6 o'clock on Saturday for me and finished at about, what time do you reckon we left? I don't know. People have asked me.
It was into the next day.
It was definitely Monday.
I was up very early walking the 45 minutes to get my car and then drove back to Ballarat. But wonderful day. Well done to everyone involved there at Charlton.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Andrew Spagnolo on the other side. In the ad break, what you can do, head to tab.com.au, top left-hand corner menu button, click on it, go to Saturday the 23rd of March. We're about to have some harness odds come up on the other side of the break.